On Saturday, music lovers will line up outside independent music stores for Record Store Day. It's an event that started 9 years ago by record stores, with a special emphasis on buying actual vinyl records. The thing is, Seattle never really needed something like Record Store Day. We've been a city of vinyl consumers for years. Martin Fevier is a music producer and mixer for Jupiter Recording Studio in Seattle. He told me why he thinks Seattle loves records so much.
It is a town that's used to making its own decisions about many things in life. And one of those is the kind of music that it listens to and buys. I don't think it gets dictated by the mainstream media so much. So it's used to taking chances on new music. And a lot of people do that through vinyl.
What's the secret there? Why do people keep buying records on vinyl?
For me, it feels kind of obvious. We live in a world where music kind of now appears anonymously from many, many sources. It falls out of the sky, but usually it's faceless, or it comes with a small image on your phone or on your screen. I think when you have vinyl, it's a much more physical thing that, you know, you're connected to it more. There's usually some kind of packaging that you can read and get attached to. There's more information that comes with it. It's a very physical thing. You get to own it. You get to have it in your hands while you're listening to it. I think you just get connected to it more.
And I know people have very strong opinions about how it sounds. You're one of those people, I think.
No, actually not. I mean, I mean, it sounds different from other mediums, and people always say it sounds warmer. I can give you technical reasons why kind of that's not true. What it does sound is different, and it has a limited bandwidth. It usually has a filtered low end, less low end. It usually has less high end than, say, a digital medium. But what it does have is distortion, which is, as animals, we love it. It's exciting and adds musicality. So I think we connect to it more. Getting back to the physical side of things, not only are you holding something physical in your hands, or you have something to show for the money you've spent, but the process of getting that sound from the groove, through the needle, through the speakers, is a mechanical and physical process. It's not a digital one. And I think we react to that, and the inherent distortion that comes with that, although it sometimes is subtle, we react to it, respond to it, and we love it.
When you're working with a band or a musician, how do you help them decide whether or not to record on vinyl?
In an age where more people have more music on their phones and they're listening to more music than ever, they're generally not paying for it. So when an artist makes a record, they know they're not really getting any money back. They're not going to generate their money to take care of the cost of the recording anymore. So with vinyl, it at least gives them something. You know, a record marks a statement in time of their performance and their artistry. And having a physical vinyl record to show for that is lasting for them.
Let's leap to the future now. As the music industry continues to change, do you think vinyl is going to continue to find an audience?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the fastest growing sector in the music industry. You know, those little companies that managed to keep their pressing plants open during the rough years of the 90s and early 2000s are now flourishing. They are very glad that they kept their machines running, and, you know, they're having problems finding enough vinyl, because there is a need when you buy something. There is a human need to have something to kind of, you know, show for that, I think. And those that truly love music and are interested in new music are willing to put their money where their mouth is and spend their time and their money getting something that has a shelf life.
Martin Fevier is a producer and mixer for Jupiter Records in Seattle. His favorite record, Hunky Dory by David Bowie. This Saturday, 25 stores in Seattle and many more around the Puget Sound area will participate in Record Store Day.